Neat. For a free rate quote on motorcycles. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Libyan ship or vessels remain anchored. Do not leave port. The Gaddafi regime forces are violating a United Nations resolution ordering the end of hostilities in your country. If you attempt to leave port, you will be attacked and destroyed immediately. For your own safety, do not leave port.
That's kind of ominous, isn't it? A transmission from the United States Air Force warning Libyan ships to stay where they are. The U.S. joined international forces over the weekend, establishing a no-fly zone over Libya. That's where we get started on this tour of what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television. It's called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We'll go back and forth between radio and television hosts and opinions on both sides, and television as well. And your calls at 800-510-8255. A lot of these Sunday morning programs on Monday become fodder for our conversation, and we therefore begin with an excerpt from the Fox News Sunday program with Chris Wallace, here talking to Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Senator Harry Reid of Nevada about the president's decision to join other countries in the no-fly zone.
Senator Graham, President Obama went to the UN Security Council to get approval, authorization for this use of force. Should he go to Congress?
I don't believe he needs to come to Congress. I'll gladly vote on what he did. I think it's inherent within the authority of the commander-in-chief to take such action. We have been overly cautious, unnervingly indecisive. This thing melted down. I wish he had acted sooner. I don't feel a need to bless this action before he took it. I'll be glad to vote on it afterwards. One word of caution. The UN Security Council has not been used every time we've had force. If you're going to take the freedom agenda and turn it over to the Russians and the Chinese, that would be a huge mistake. I'm glad we have international support, but I don't want the model to be that you have to go to the UN to deal with tyranny, because Russia and China are going to be less than friendly to getting rid of dictators, because in many ways they are countries run by dictators.
Senator Reid, should the president get authorization from Congress?
The president should notify us under the War Powers Act, like all his predecessors who probably say it doesn't apply, but I think he will notify us. That gives us the opportunity to review what he's done. Like Lindsey, if there's a proposal coming before the Congress, then I would have no difficulty in supporting the actions to date.
Okay, so Senators Reid and Graham talking to Wallace about the no-fly zone, usual little political twist to it from both sides. 800-510-8255. Over on CNN, Candy Crowley spoke to U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen on what's happened so far with the no-fly zone.
Can you give us an assessment of what almost 24 hours worth of assault on Libya has done to its air defenses?
Well, we've worked hard to both plan this in a relatively short period of time, and I would say that the no-fly zone is effectively in place. We've got combat air patrol or aircraft over Benghazi, and we'll have them there for on a 24/7 basis, start to move that to the west. He hasn't flown any aircraft for the last 2 days, and the whole goal here is to, one, get it in place, two, be in a position so that he is unable to massacre his own civilians and that we affect the humanitarian support. So from that standpoint, the initial operations have been very effective, taking out most of his air defense systems, some of his airfields, yet there is still, I think, a great deal to be done.
And when you say still a great deal to be done, you mean in taking out some of his air defenses and other airfields?
Well, we'll see. There's some of that left. We've seen some mobile air defense capability. We also struck some of his forces on the ground in the vicinity of Benghazi, and he was attacking Benghazi yesterday, so put a halt to that, at least temporarily. And now we'll look to cut off his logistics lines. He's got his forces pretty well stretched from Tripoli all the way out to Benghazi, and we will endeavor to sever his logistics support here in the next day or so. So we'll see. I mean, we're in a situation now where what we do will depend to some degree on what he does.
So you cut off or are trying to cut off supply lines.
Right.
What about communications? Have we been able to take out any of that?
We have focused on mostly his air defense capability and his airfields. Certainly his command and control. What this will allow us to do right now is to get other capabilities where we can jam his communications and do those kinds of things. So this is was pointed out yesterday, yesterday was the first phase of a multifaceted, multi-phase approach in a very complex operation. And again, he gets a vote here. What depends in the future in great part depends on what Colonel Gaddafi does.
And what you want him to do is move back from Benghazi. What are you looking for? What would make you stop?
Well, actually, we would like to see him withdraw his forces across the country back into garrison, stop attacking his people, and then not in any way interfere with the kind of humanitarian support that is needed right now.
And when you say we are over Benghazi, so the no-fly zone, as I understand it, has started.
Right.
You have taken out enough so that you feel
right.
relatively safe for those planes to be in the air over
right.
Libya. And when you say we, that is...
Well, there's a coalition here.
Are there
the
U.S.
initial
planes?
The initial operation involved French planes, British planes, as well as U.S. planes. Right. Support from coalition partners are building, in particular from some of our Arab partners, which is coming, they're coming into the theater. And again, we expect to sustain this over a period of time. And while the United States leads this right now, we expect in the next few days to hand that leadership off to a coalition-led operation. And the United States recedes somewhat to the background in support while still providing unique capabilities, which would include a capability like continuing to jam his communication.
All right, so you get the idea. A lot of action there. Is it about time? 800-510-8255. Are we worried, some of us, about policing the world? That may be something that comes up. In the meantime, we'll get to the next phase of this, which will be an excerpt from NBC's Meet the Press with some more senators and the strikes on Gaddafi's army continuing. 13 past the hour on the countdown.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
You know, I'm always on the go, and the Sears Automotive Center lets me schedule vehicle maintenance around my life. Their daily, extended, and weekend business hours, even on Sunday, makes car care more convenient and way less stressful.
It's our Michelin Madness event. Save on all Michelin tires. Plus, save an additional $70 after mail-in rebate with a purchase of four. And go to SearsAuto.com to get other great offers, including a coupon for conventional Valvoline oil change for only $21.99 with no shop fees. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit barracuda.com.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
800-510-8255, the Talk Radio Countdown, focusing on forces launching the strikes on Libya, hitting and badly damaging a building with Gaddafi's private compound included in it. The strikes began on Sunday, gave some relief to the rebel stronghold of Benghazi, which had been under heavy attack from Gaddafi forces. On NBC's Meet the Press, David Gregory talks with Senators Kerry of Massachusetts and Levin of Michigan and Sessions of Alabama about Admiral Mullen's comments, which you heard a few minutes ago.
Gaddafi could remain in power, and this military mission could still be seen as a success. Do you agree with that?
Well, the goal of this mission, David, is not to get rid of Gaddafi, and that's not what the United Nations licensed, and I would not call it going to war. This is a very limited operation that is geared to save lives, and it was specifically targeted on a humanitarian basis. It is not geared to try to get rid of Gaddafi. He has not been targeted. That is not what is happening here. So, in my judgment, we have to see where we go from here. Remember, in Kosovo, after the initial efforts, President Matiasari of Finland and Viktor Tuomioja of the Soviet Union came and Russia were involved immediately in diplomacy, and he ultimately was persuaded to do things. I think there's a lot of room here for a lot of different initiatives, but this operation was not specifically geared to get rid of
Gaddafi. Well, Senator Levin, is that the right outcome? Now, again, the president couldn't have been any more clear about what he wants to have happen, and yet he's launched a military operation without that goal?
He has a military operation with a very clear mission, and that's what the president should do, is have a clear mission and to avoid mission creep. And one of the things that I know our military are were very concerned about was that there could be mission creep. They don't have that concern anymore because this mission has been very carefully limited. After a few days, there's going to be a handoff. After the air is cleared of any threats, there's going to be a handoff to our allies, and this mission will then be carried on by French, by British, and by Arab countries, and that's very important. One of the reasons I predict that there will be strong bipartisan support in the Congress for the president's decision is because it is a limited mission, no boots on the ground, and because he has done this with great caution, with great care, and I saw that in person in the White House on Friday. Well, and I was very impressed by the caution and the care that the president is putting into this.
Senator Sessions, as a Republican, do you support what the president's done, specifically some of the limits he's placed on no U.S. ground forces being committed?
I'm supportive of that at this point, and I do think, however, the no-fly zone as it's being executed has proven Senator Kerry and Senator McCain in their call for a no-fly zone correct. They did that several weeks ago, and certainly had it been done several weeks ago, we'd be in better shape than we are today.
Are you actually concerned that this is too little too late?
Well, I think that's a very real concern. We could end up with the rebels having lost momentum creating a prolonged stalemate in which Libya and the people of Libya are subjected to violence for months and maybe even longer than that.
Senator Kerry,
I can't quite see where we are heading. I can't see exactly where the end game is, and I do think it is a troubling situation. We just hope for the best, and maybe this will be successful, but I don't see the certainty of it for sure.
All right, so for those of you who don't like Obama, Senator Sessions' call there for too little too late examination. I don't know what that does, how it fixes anything, but it'll be some of the conversation on some of your other programs you listen to during the day. Meanwhile, your turn's coming up at 800-510-TALK on the Countdown.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
32:30. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And our phone connection is 800-510-8255. The Talk Radio Review on Monday is especially focused on the Sunday television programs. We've been through Fox and CNN and NBC. Let's go to CBS Face the Nation. Bob Schieffer talking to Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana, who has some concerns about our getting involved at all in Libya.
You were very, very dubious about this in the beginning. How do you feel about it this morning?
Well, my feelings are that we are not declaring war at this point. We are a part of a coalition. And in that case, we've already fired 110 missile Tomahawks at Libya and had some aircraft support. But my point this week publicly has been that if we're going to war with Libya, we ought to have a declaration of war by the Congress. And specifically, before we go to war, there always ought to be a plan for what is going to proceed. That is, for us at least, as well as for others, and what the outcome is, what we anticipate is going to occur. Well, that's especially important in this case because the mission right now is based on trying to relieve the civilians in Libya from a tyrant, from trying to make sure the cruelties and the murder and what have you doesn't continue. But how do you do that? Now, the president has been very clear, no American boots on the ground, no ground troops, no American aircraft over Libya, so we don't have exposure of our people. And he emphasized it's a matter of days, not weeks, in this mission. But we really have not discovered who it is in Libya that we are trying to support. Obviously, the people that are against Gaddafi. But who? In eastern Libya, for example, a huge number of people went off to help the Iraqis against the United States in a war that still is winding down in that sphere. Now, specifically, if we don't really concentrate on this now, we then take a look at in the same news clips with Bahrain, where a government is shooting people. They are resisting the government. Furthermore, Saudi Arabia has sent 2,000 troops into Bahrain to support that government. We have the Fifth Fleet there. If that was not enough, Yemen is shooting people. The government is shooting citizens. And yet we are very indebted to that government for looking for al-Qaeda, who have come over from Afghanistan or elsewhere. And furthermore, even Syria today is shooting people in one part of the country as they try to suppress difficulties there. The Tunisian-Egyptian thing set off a situation in which people who are resisting their governments have decided to go after. Now, we in Libya, because Gaddafi appears to be especially cruel and out of sorts, why the world, including the Arab League, has come into this.
Well, is what you're saying is that we're running the risk here of getting involved in all of these countries, that the people in all these countries may be calling on us. Can we handle that?
Well, that is the question we ought to determine. Now, these preliminary polls are the American people do not want to try to handle all of this. It's a strange time in which almost all of our congressional days are spent talking about budget, deficits, outrageous problems. And yet, at the same time, all of this passes, which is a very expensive operation, even in a limited way, always is. And we're talking about many countries in which our interests are involved. Now, we had better get this straight from the beginning, or there is going to be a situation in which war lingers on country after country, situation after situation, all of them on a humane basis, saving people, all maybe with the Arab League in or out of it. But at the same time, in this case, China and Russia and Germany and India and Brazil all standing aside and saying they're not very confident even about the Libyan situation.
So you're still just as wary right now
as you were
at the beginning of this.
Yes.
800-510-8255. We'll have a talk radio presence here. We've had talk television, a couple of talk radio cuts from conversations over the weekend, and then your calls on Libya, our involvement, yes or no, 800-510-8255. Countdown time is 28 minutes past the hour.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young, and after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies is an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest selling product, microplant powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Abuse.gov.
Talk Radio's Top 10.
800-510-8255. Thank you for spending some time on this Monday morning with the Talk Radio Review. The hot hits in Talk Radio. As time allows, your calls coming up. But first, after listening to all of the back and forth on television, with both sides pretty well presented as guests on those shows, time for us now to spend some quality radio time with radio host Avi Nelson, here focusing on the president. And his comparison is interesting because he puts Obama with Bush, the junior, George W.
Things going on in Libya, and curiously the French are taking the lead in it. It's really interesting that we should be taking a backseat after all the hand-wringing. Now you have Obama saying that, oh, well, we have to do something to protect the innocents in Libya who are rioting and revolting because they want their freedom. Yeah, it's been happening for a number of days. We sat around on the sidelines, you know, dumb-beating and talking and trying to come up with some kind of international consensus as if somehow, unless the UN says it's okay, that aggregation of mostly dictatorships and the third world countries, unless they give a blessing, we can't do anything. So now it's the French and the British taking the lead with us being in the background. But even that is cloudy. I looked at the speech that Obama gave, and he's reiterated some of those points. And he talked about how Gaddafi has to meet certain conditions. In fact, it sounded eerily like George Bush, didn't it? Here's a quote. Now once more, Muammar Gaddafi has a choice. Remember Bush saying that to Saddam Hussein? You see, this is the very difficult dilemma we all face, but especially liberals who are so eager to trash George Bush for going in there and removing a really horrible dictator, a thug, a murderer. And yet, they couldn't get enough of vilifying George Bush for doing it. The alternative, of course, is that a whole bunch of innocent people get slaughtered. And the very interesting question is, when the United States' interests are not directly threatened, do we have any appropriate role? Do you stand on the sidelines when there are slaughters going on and simply say, well, look, it's not our fight because we're not really being involved with it. We're not being threatened by it. It applies to Africa. A few decades ago, it applied in Europe. In fact, at the end of the last century, Bill Clinton made that decision to go into Bosnia, right, in Kosovo, in Yugoslavia. We didn't have any interest there. Fortunately for Clinton, we also didn't have any American deaths. But now, faced with this dilemma, Barack Obama has decided to act, and it'll be interesting to see how the left splits on this.
All right, so Avi Nelson on President Obama and Bush. Okay, final host input, then your calls at 800-510-8255. Here, Bob Becker talks to a caller who thinks we're about to make a big mistake there.
Let's go to Greg in Akron, wants to talk about Libya.
Uh-huh. I think we're about to make a big mistake here in Libya. I'll tell you why. Okay, Gaddafi, he's not a good guy. He's not an angel.
He's a knucklehead is what he is.
Yeah, but he's a secular Muslim. He's not a hardline fanatic who wants Sharia law. Now, the rebels who are opposing him are the hardliners who want Sharia law. They are the fanatics. Now, why would we, they're the Al-Qaeda types, why would we use our military assets to help Al-Qaeda dethrone Gaddafi in Libya? It doesn't make any sense. Okay, in these other countries, it's also the hardliners that are trying to take over. Now, they're trying to tell us, the American people, that Gaddafi is slaughtering his own people. Now, what these rebels are doing, they have Russian arms, and then they go into residential neighborhoods, they go into schools and hospitals. Then when innocent bystanders get killed in the crossfire, they display the bodies for the TV cameras, and they say, look what Gaddafi's doing to his own people. You know, they're just scamming us. It's Al-Qaeda scamming us. And they used a lot of these same tricks on us in Iraq when they would do the same thing. They would go into these neighborhoods and let innocent people get killed, and then they would say that we're attacking these neighborhoods. They're doing the same thing with Gaddafi. And, you know, in France and England, they're having a lot of trouble with the hardline Muslims who want Sharia law in those countries. Now, they figure if they can help these hardliners in Libya, they will pacify the hardliners in their own countries and gain favor with them, because they'll say, look, we helped the hardliners in Libya. We have nothing. We're not prejudiced against you guys. You know, so why are you attacking us? They're just doing this to gain favor with the hardliners. And if we fall into this trap, we're basically using our military assets to help Al-Qaeda install a caliphate in all of the Middle East. And all of these countries are going to have puppets of Iran in charge. You know, and they're doing the same thing in Bahrain, and they're trying to get control. The idea is to get control of the oil and to surround Israel. Now, we have people in this country who are anti-Semitic enough mm-hmm. to actually want Iran to be successful. Now, I'm thinking these people are also would like us to use our military assets just as a weapon against Iran by helping these rebels in Libya. You know, so the whole thing, we better wake up and find out what our leaders are using our military assets for. It's really going to come down against us.
800-510-8255. Okay, so what are we using our assets for? Ann is in Ohio with kind of a disbelief, eh, Ann?
I think it's insane. I think the U.S., we invaded Iraq 8 years ago. To the day, and that we invaded Iraq, or the Bush administration invaded Iraq based on false intelligence. So we can't do this again. Egypt should lead the way. France should lead the way in regard to Libya. I mean, these nations have supported Gaddafi for years, and nobody cared about human rights, and now we care about human rights. I think we should let these other nations lead the way. We've already invaded a country based on false intelligence. There are hundreds of thousands of dead that Americans don't even want to think about, and we don't even count the numbers of dead and injured and displaced. And here we are again with our noses in a country where we've supported a dictator, as well as the UK supported this dictator, Italy supported this dictator, and now we're all about human rights? It's insane.
Insanity, she says. All right, ma'am, thank you. 800-510-8255. Let me rescore how all of this takes place. For those of you who are on the phone waiting, there certainly are moments when it seems like you really want to speak what's on your mind. The program gets set up with our overview of 40 or 45 different radio programs and a lot of information that comes to us on television, us meaning all of us collectively, and we take bits and snippets of the presentations from the hosts, and then we'll take some of your calls and edit them and put them on. Some of them we do live, so if you're on the phone waiting, please be patient. We'll get to you, or we'll take your comments and play them as we discuss this at some future point. But right now, back to your calls at 800-510-8255. Carol's in Utica on the countdown.
My first thought is that I would like to applaud President Obama for his stand that he will not deploy any troops, because I believe that we should not have to police the world, and that we are playing a dangerous game of risk with the whole world and spreading our troops too thin. We need to gather them in and be strong for our own country. However, with that said, I do believe that we should be a strong partner as part of the UN, and that I do believe in humanitarian interests.
All right, ma'am. Thank you. Mike, you're in Fairbanks, Alaska, I understand. Please go ahead with your call.
Sir. Well, you know, I find it interesting that all of a sudden we have a dictator that was a friend to the nation, so to speak. You know, he wasn't a problem. And, you know, here we find, you know, Hillary Clinton saying that, you know, he's killing his own people, and they use words in the terms of, you know, slaughtering his own people. Well, you know, I see on TV that these people aren't just standing there innocently, but they have AK-47s, and they're probably shooting back. So who exactly are these rebels? You know, one man's freedom fighter is another man's dictator.
Yeah, I understand.
So,
yeah, you're
exactly. Who
are the good guys and who are the bad guys? That's the question.
Exactly.
Who are the good guys and who are the bad guys? Yep. All right, Mike.
And we know. Okay, we know that he's. You know, we know who we've been dealing with. And yeah, he's not a perfect guy, but who are we dealing with?
Well, he's a bad guy, and the situation over there is pretty intolerable in the sense that we're going to have, if there's any moral turpitude, if there's any moral fling here, it ought to be aimed at this kind of a situation. This is much more if you can get in and get out. This is not like Iraq. The question is, how much do we as Americans want to tolerate when it comes to this sort of thing? I think it goes for both what's going on the ground, the slaughter. I think there's a certain international moral standard that has been broken. I think Saddam Hussein broke it for sure. We went too far with that. There isn't anything right now that you can do in other places, but there's a certain responsibility the community of man has with others who are a member of that community. But again, cautioning on how, you know, do we get in there and get on the ground? We say no, but we all know we've been told a lot of stories in the past that didn't turn out to be true. 800-510-8255. John, go ahead, sir.
I think if this is done precisely, much like 91, I think we have to do this, first of all. I think we are prepared to do it, and it should be done. It should be done. We should get in and get out, much like 91, as quickly as possible. It sounds to me like the opposition in Libya is made up of a great number of the higher, let's say, intellectuals, you know, the professionals, lawyers and judges and engineers, doctors, you know. So it sounds like the makings of a they've already set up a government, right? We've recognized it. The UN, I believe, has. You know, the A-10 Warthog is a tank-killing weapon, which we have not used much recently, and is I'm sure we have more than enough to take care of that particular weapon that he has on the ground, and the air defense. And you know, we have all the assets in place. So this has got to be done. We've got to go through with it. This guy is a much worse, on a scale of 1 to 10. I think Hussein may be down around 3 in my mind, and this man is up around 8.
Maybe even 9, John. All right, thank you. Japan in focus next as we continue on the talk countdown.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply. Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Are you willing to pay more for life insurance than you should? Well, did you know some prices on term life insurance have fallen to their lowest rates ever? Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. So let's say you're 40 years old and married. We could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-916-9598. Since 1995, we've helped over 1 million people save money on their term life insurance. Don't you want to know how much we can save you? It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%. And the call is absolutely free. Call 1-800-916-9598. That's 1-800-916-9598.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Okay. Hey, let's spend the rest of the hour focused on Japan and what's going on over there. Certainly a lot of people have called radio programs over the weekend, progress on the nuclear complex. That's the good news here. Peter Tilden talks on his program with a financial analyst about the impact this situation is having on the economy there and here and elsewhere.
What can we expect from the markets? Are they going to be calming down, or do you see some sectors that look stable, or is this going to be a mess for a while?
It's going to be a mess for a while, unfortunately, because we've got a lot of stories going on. The Japan earthquake story has become a nuclear meltdown story, which is unprecedented. No one has a roadmap for how to deal with something like that, especially in a first world country. We've also got flaring unrest in the Middle East, which is pushing up the price of crude oil almost $2. The situations are becoming less clear as we move forward. So these 100, 200 point days, I think, are going to persist, unfortunately, until we get some clarity.
To what point? Where do you think the market's going to go?
Ultimately, I think that the market will probably go higher over the longer term. I do think that the economy is recovering. I do think that the Federal Reserve's actions will help to push equity prices higher. But between now and then, the risks rise that that view might be incorrect, that we get a spike in crude oil prices because of a supply shock out of the Middle East. We get a severe slowdown out of Japan if it turns out to be a nuclear story as opposed to an earthquake story. My assumption is that these problems will work themselves through. They will be modest shocks for the system, not major shocks for the system. The risk is always there that I could have underestimated it.
All right, calm down, everybody, on this. More calls coming up on Japan on the countdown.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized the Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee, and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
32:30. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
As we continue, if you're just joining us, our focus here on the countdown at this moment is Japan and the situation economically and the hysteria in the media. The good news is that there has been progress made to cool the nuclear energy that's in there. The Japanese seem to be pulling together. They have no regard or respect for their politicians. That's becoming pretty clear. A lot of people wondering about the banks over there, and a lot of people are asking questions about how nuclear power gets started in Japan, given the fact that they were the first ones in the history of the planet to get socked with atomic bombs. But again, there are a lot of people who don't understand there's a great deal of difference between what constitutes the energy of a nuclear bomb and something that comes out of the reactor. The people that are close by, however, have the same, as the, if you're really close to it, you're going to have the same impact, same effect. 800-510-8255. Follow this and some of the other stories on the countdown homepage of DougStephan.com and follow us on Facebook there. You can follow the directions and send us comments. Connie calls from Pennsylvania with a thought about the politicians and Japan. The politicians here are focusing on Japan.
I am a diehard Democrat, and I'm a huge fan of saving the environment and all of that. And I'm a big fan of renewable energy. But at the same time, Japan has used the most advanced technology to build their nuclear power systems, and they do have fail-safes and backups. And there has been no cracks in the core or anything like that we're aware of. This is simply a failure of a cooling system at this point. And I really, really wish that all these news people and senators would stop doing all this alarmist things that they're doing. They're using it as a political agenda, and that's not what's happening.
Well, there are some people who are using it as a political agenda, no question about that. Both the media outlets and politicians seem to stop at nothing to present things. Some of the stuff that has been said, however, as you probably would understand and acknowledge, has been patently ridiculous. But that doesn't mean that it's not good content on the radio or television. It's just you got to know the truth from foolishness. 800-510-8255. Dwayne's in Florida with some thoughts on this, please.
I would just want people not to take a knee-jerk reaction. Our politicians take knee-jerk reactions all the time without thinking things through. you know, without looking at the long-term effects. We don't have an energy policy, literally, in this country through the last two administrations. We haven't confronted the problems with energy at all. I mean, natural gas burns with one-third of the pollutants as petroleum gases. I mean, it's ludicrous for people to have knee-jerk reactions just like sealing off the Gulf. We've got enough natural gas sitting out there to provide our country. They make decisions just like the use of ethanol. It's immoral to burn a food product in a vehicle when you have people starving. Now, I don't care what side of the aisle you sit on, but let's look at cost to production and what can be accessed and quit some of this feel-good politics.
Feel-good politics. Interesting that that gets woven into the conversation. Kevin's down in Lakeland, Florida. Here we go, Kevin.
As far as Yucca Mountain, waste of money, Obama, our president, shut that down. He didn't shut down Gitmo, but he shut down Yucca Mountain. If the 2008 election would have been different, McCain would have been building 25 nuclear power plants across this nation, and these oil sheiks would be having garage sales. So it's hard to listen to people to attack the nuclear power industry when it's been on hold for about 40 years. And we've learned from our mistakes. Chernobyl was the same thing. No containment, and it was a graphite cooling. They used graphite for cooling the reactor, not water. And it's just a shame. I think nuclear power is a great asset to mankind.
You probably used, Kevin, you're right about that. The story, there's an incredible rescue story out of Japan. The What's New at DougStefan.com section of the website. 16-year-old boy led rescuers to his 80-year-old grandmother trapped inside their house where she'd been since the earthquake. And then there's some audio.
It was blasting through the door, and it was like when it was hitting the walls, it would make kind of like a whirlpool kind of motion. So at that point, it had risen up to the stage level, and I was starting to get, like, sucked out into the middle. And I didn't want that to happen, so I grabbed the wall. And then my grandpa and some lady who was hanging on to him, like, they, like, washed by me, and they managed to grab my shoulder. And so they were, like, hanging on to me, and we were, like, I could feel it getting pulled.
Yet another story, all kinds of stories like this coming out, and that's the good side of what's happening in Japan. Thanks for being here. This is the Countdown of 50.